Dr. Simon Roy, Duke and Clinton, from Mr. Martel Mann, M-A-R-T-E-L, Lessons on M-A-N-N. Dictating Clinton from Mr. Martel Mann, M-A-N-N, first of all, M-A-R-T-E-L. Today's date is 1/21/2013. Patient's an 80-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with number 1, diverticulosis, number 2, history of diverticulitis, number 3, low B12, number 4, low back pain, number 5, insomnia, secondary to pain, number 6, osteoarthritis of the L-spine, number 7, peripheral vascular disease, /PAD. Number 8, fibromyalgia, number 9, abdominal aortic aneurysm, number 10, pedal edema, number 11, distant exertion, shortness of breath, number 12, claudication. Patient presents to the clinic with the aforementioned problems, period. She wants something for insomnia. I'm going to give her Klonopin 0.5 mg QHS. Her B12 is low. We'll give her IM B12 shot and give a full text 1 POQ day. She has a history of diverticulosis or diverticulitis. She previously seen Dr. Raines. Dr. Raines has given her a purine dose of Cipro whenever she has an acute bout of diverticulitis. She currently has one. She's allergic to flagyl, so we'll continue her Cipro 500 twice a day for about 7 to 10 days, period. She's been eating high fiber bars to help her with having a bowel movement, period. Her bowels are moving okay, period. Her low back pain is still bothering her. She's complaining of a little knot on the distal right lower extremity. Seems to be a lymph node, period. We'll just observe, period. Patient has any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomachia, diaconspiration, no sore throat, ears, no nose, no focal motor sensitivity, no skin rashes, skin lesions. Labs on 1/18/2013 revealed a normal CBC. UA was unremarkable. CBC was normal. Chem-12 was normal. B12 was 292. Thyroid profile was normal. She's compliant with her blood pressure medicines. Blood pressure stable. She's taking Losartan and the Metoprolol, period. Give her a dietary sheet, which is basically a high-fiber diet without the almonds and the walnuts. Patient had a carotid Doppler study done, secondary to a Brewy. It was unremarkable. Venous Doppler study of her lower extremities were unremarkable. This was done due to pain and swelling. Her ABIs revealed a borderline study. We'll do an arterial Doppler study to further delineate if any peripheral vascular disease. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. X-ray of her L-spine showed a narrow degenerative end plate changes of L2-L3 and L3-L4. She still has some back pain with some radiculopathy pain radiated out of the back of her buttocks. I'll do an MRI of her L-spine without contrast, period. We'll have the patient come back in 1 to 2 weeks for follow-up. This is Dr. Summer, Dean's Complicated Clinic. Note from Ms. Martel Mann, end of dictation.